Oh, it offends me to the soul to hear a robust, just periwig-painted fellow tear a passion to tatters, to very rags, to split the ears of the groundlings, who for the most part are capable of nothing but inexplicable dumb shows and noise.
Well, Hemi, you better hang on to your bear bodkin, because you're going to hate this. It's John Malden and D. Quillen, your hosts for the Inexplicable Dumb Show, starting now.
All right, D. Well, man.
Whoa, wait. Did you have a good time?
I did have a good time. We had a great time at Walt Disney World.
Oh, good.
In the nice warm sun.
Good.
Riding rides and spending time with my family.
Good.
You know, yeah. All that stuff. So, yeah.
Okay.
And I'm going out of town this weekend, so.
That's great.
It's just great. Well, you know, I figure I better travel while I still have, you know.
Yeah, well.
The economy, what it is.
Yeah, sure, why not? Absolutely. All right, well, what are we going to do this week, John? Right,
well.
Mr. Intro King.
Here we are. 136 SATC week 3, I guess, right?
Yep, this is week 3.
We're going to have Dorian Boyd from the Venice Theater and our own Hollywood Jackie Holmes Springfield.
Johnson. Smith. Smythe.
Esquire. We got Casey Selling and Katie Crevis from Hoover High School joining us. Daniel Hernandez and our longtime friend John Lennon is going to stop by. And then we also have some Dumb Show University. We've got Jeff Green from Southwest Georgia University and our own curmudgeon, Paul Crook.
Well, that's quite a packed episode, John.
That is. That's a packed episode for my return to Dumb Show land.
Well, you've done it right, my friend.
Well, you know,
you've done
bring
it
the
right.
Package.
Well, that's what I've heard.
Package.
Yeah, that's what the websites say. We have a Twitter feed now. Do you know that?
I did not know that.
Yeah, I figured we might as well start Twittering.
So, what does that mean?
Well, that means that we're on Twitter, and we can Twittify.
Okay. We can Twittify.
We are able to twit.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. So wow. the link is on the website, inexplicabledumbshow.com. But our Twitter ID is inexplicableDS, because Dumb Show was already taken.
Oh.
Yeah. What? I don't know who else has got a Dumb Show, but.
Wow.
But anyway, so there we are.
inexplicableDS.
Yeah. And so, I know this is a longer intro and stuff. Well, we can do the rest of the stuff in the closing.
Okay.
Let's just get on to it.
Carlin Effect, go.
I have as much authority as the Pope. I just don't have as many people who believe it.
Thus saith George.
Thus ends his catechism.
Hi, I am someone you will probably never meet.
Yet I ask you to take time to think about people you don't know but need your help. Children, some of them. And they don't all play,
don't
in, the
all
gutter,
play
of course.
In the gutter, of course. Well, maybe if it's called for.
These men, women, and yes, even the children, are professional actors. They want and need your time, money, and support.
For just pennies a second, you can enjoy the fruits of their labor. Make sure they know you heard about them on the
Inexplicable Dumb Show.
They may look at you funny, but that doesn't matter. It's for the children.
It's for the children.
It's time once again for some deep fried theater.
My name is Dorian Boyd. I'm from Venice, Florida.
Awesome. You're here for SCTC, obviously. What are you doing here?
I'm a sound designer from Venice Theater in Venice, Florida. We're the third largest community theater in the nation. We do about 37 separate productions a year, from children's shows up through big main stage musicals. The Producers, you know, was our big last one.
Wow.
Sound of Music's going on right now. But yeah, I'm a sound designer, so I make noise and they pay me for it.
Oh, good. You don't know a Sandy Davidson, do you?
I do, in fact. Sandy Davidson is on staff with me.
Well, you give her a big hug and you tell her John Malden says hello.
John Malden?
She and I went to grad school together.
Very good. I will
so,
indeed.
Tell her to listen. And so this one's a hi, Sandy. This is for you, Sandy Flower. You can call her Sandy Flower, too.
Sandy Flower? I'll do that.
I just gave him weapons. I'm sorry. So this is a public apology already for a preemptive apology for being.
Way to go, John.
Sandy, I'm helping to slander you in public.
All right, so you're coming up here.
you're looking at, you go to the expo downstairs, are you looking for new toys,
Toys? Yeah, ideally I'm looking for some better wireless mics.
Amen.
I've been bugging the Shure guys for a couple of days now. I keep wondering why they're not all waterproof, for instance.
Yeah.
Let me know if you find some of those, though.
Really. Right? You know, I did invent a technique on my last show for turning the venerable Shure WL93 into a waterproof mic.
Do you want to share it with us?
Sure, I'd be happy
to.
Go
for it.
Well, what you do is you take the end of the lav that's got the element in it, the little hole where you can see the screen.
Right.
And you get a little strip of condom. Right. Mm-hmm. Or should I say microphone protector. Latex microphone protector. You cut a little strip out of it. I personally use our costumer's cutting wheel. Little strip that's about the same height as the mic itself.
Uh-huh.
And super glue. This is the delicate part. You go around
okay.
the hole in the mic, not in the hole with the super glue. You just bought a new microphone. But you go around the hole in the mic very carefully, apply the condom over it, wrap it around the entire thing, just one layer. Make sure the super glue is around the entire mic. Let it dry, and you're done.
Wow. That's impressive. Now, how many mics did you go through before you actually perfected your technique?
I sweated through 4 before I finally thought of doing a waterproof. And once it was done, never again.
Nice. Never again. That's the kind of stuff we learn here at SATC, though. That type of stuff. I just have to point out that all of a sudden we're sitting here at the table. This is how Dorian walks up to us. And we're sitting here at the table, and we're all of a sudden he goes, "Hey, the H4, which is our recorder that we use." So, you know, I knew instantly he was a sound guy. You know?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. No, it's a great little device. I mean, we're having a ball with it.
Have you seen that they're coming out with the H4N?
No, tell me about it.
It's the militarized version of this, if you will.
Oh, like more rugged and...
More rugged, bigger buttons. Have you seen the H2?
No.
The little brother of this?
Mm-mm.
Its button configuration is much better, and it's much easier to see, because you know this thing. It's pretty fiddly.
Yes.
I use that scroller a lot.
Yes.
Well, the H2's got a much better, more like a old Walkman kind of stuff.
Okay, right.
The new H4N's got the same kind of interface on the front, plus the whole outside is rubberized, and I believe, the mount on the bottom is actually built in this time.
Oh, cool.
Instead of separate thing.
Yeah.
Also, that's a good stand you've got there, I see. I got the GorillaPod myself.
You know, I got this one at Walmart for like $5.
Digital camera stand?
Yeah.
Yeah, totally. Good section for it.
Yeah, absolutely. Awesome.
Hey, guys, it looks like my party has gone off to the expo hall, so I got to get down with that. But I got to say, I own most of the gear you have here, and I highly support the MXL mics for micing up a wind section.
They're great. They've been good for our stuff here, too.
Yeah, right. Man.
Thanks for stopping by.
Yeah, grab a card.
Thanks very much.
Sure.
I will. Thank you, guys.
All right, T.
I'm putting you on the spot today
all the time. Hey, yeah, you do the intro.
Yeah, you
all
do right. It. You do it.
So we have, again with us, Hollywood Jackie Holmes Springfield.
It changes every time, I'm just saying. But this is a long way to come for the same interview that we do all the time in our
Well, she's a couple studios in the, you know, and we decided.
And she was ignore us as she was walking by.
Right.
I was on my way to the bathroom, so you know, I was focused.
Oh, good. So let's
this will be a quick interview.
Really nice, long
interview. Anyway, how did your workshop go?
It went well. We did an introduction and overview to Fitzmaurice voice work. So a bunch of Fitzmaurice teachers got together and talked about what the work is and how you integrate it into undergraduate programs.
Cool. And how was your turnout?
It was pretty good. We had about 20 people.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Yeah.
That's pretty good. And was it active, or was it more like a panel discussion type thing?
I was a guinea pig. It was a panel discussion, but it turned into this is what it looks like, because a lot of people weren't familiar with it.
Ah, okay.
So I got on the floor and trimmered and breathed and made sound, and it was really exciting.
Well, just so you know.
Did anybody get any video of that? I just wanted
But just so you know, what happens at SATC
stays at SATC. That's right.
You were talking about how you got to head back tonight, too, because you're doing another alphabet soup thing.
Alphabet, oh, yeah.
Yeah, more throw an acronym here.
Yeah, American College Dance Festival, which MTSU is hosting for the first time, the Southeast Regional Conference.
Cool.
And I'm teaching a voice and acting class for the expressive mover. That title was not my idea.
I'm sure it's going to be brilliant, though. I'm sure it's going to be
fantastic. At 8:30 in the morning. We'll see.
But in a way, aren't all movers expressive?
No, I've seen some movers who are not.
But I mean, the lack of expressive is expressive. And then?
Oh, now you're being all. Now you're being all.
See,
psychological
you
want to
get deep,
stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I'm just, you know, I'm trying to make use of my philosophy degree.
Well, way to go.
That was it.
That was it.
Yeah.
That was worth the degree right there. Cool.
All $25 I paid for it.
So other than the bathroom, where were you headed?
I've got to head back to Tennessee.
So you were going to the bathroom and then leaving?
Yes.
Okay, I'm just checking.
You forgot to run
that
your itinerary by
yeah,
by
just,
T.
Oh, I didn't get the email apparently. So
yeah.
Okay. I just wondered if you were. Did you go to any workshops or did you just?
I did. I went to a voice of the archetypes workshop, mm-hmm. which deals in a lot of the archetypes that you see in mythology and storytelling. And we played the devil, and we played the benevolent leader, and you know. So I was God and devil in the same day.
Wow.
Run
the gamut.
That's really a change of the pace for you, though.
Exactly. This is running the mill for me. I did a viewpoints workshop, which was a lot of fun. A lot of physical theater stuff.
Awesome.
Good, good.
Well, be safe going back.
Thank you.
It was good to see you down here.
Good to see you.
Want to stay current with the Inexplicable Dumb Show?
It's quick and it's easy and it's free.
Click the subscribe button at inexplicabledumbshow.com
and you'll never have to miss an episode.
Hey, I'm usually not this forward, but can I get your number?
Oh my God. Oh wow.
Is she talking to us?
Dude, yeah.
What do we do?
We'll give her the number.
I can't think of it right now.
It's 615-866-1282.
All right, so we've got Casey Sailing with us here.
Yes.
So what are you doing here, Casey? Where are you from?
Actually, I'm up from about 20 minutes up the road at Hoover High School. And I'm here because my drama director decided to. It was a good idea for us to experience this. And excuse me. And I've just been going to some workshops. There was a great improv workshop. And then I'm really looking forward to the short sword workshop that is at 10:30 tomorrow.
Awesome.
I found out the second sword workshop is canceled, though, so I'm sad.
Oh, bummer.
Cool.
So are you guys just here literally just for workshopping? And
Workshopping's just watching stuff and learning pretty
cool.
much.
Awesome. Awesome. How do you like it? Is this your first one?
First one. First theater competition. I went to a day of a sci-fi convention at one point, but I'm enjoying this extremely.
Good, good.
Good.
Well, congratulations. Have a great time.
You too.
Okay, tell us your name.
Right, my name's Katie.
Okay, Katie.
From Hoover, Alabama. Oh, so it's just around here.
Yeah, yeah. You're right down
the
road.
Close.
Yeah.
Yep.
And you're here for auditions, or?
I'm just here to check it out. This is my first year in SETC, and I'm enjoying it. I'm just taking everything in. I'm taking in all the dancing, the acting, musical theater, especially musical theater. I like musical theater.
Awesome. And you're not auditioning, but you're going to as many workshops as you can and all that stuff?
Yeah, that's basically what I'm doing.
Cool. What's been your favorite one so far?
I really don't have a favorite one, but I must say the dancing one, it was a musical theater dance one. Mm-hmm. That was a lot of fun. And I've been going with my friend to a couple of stage management ones. That was pretty cool, too.
Awesome. Awesome. In high school, obviously?
Yes.
Yeah, cool. Awesome.
So are you going to take advantage of trying to find a college to go to once you graduate from high school? Or do you have that already kind of thought out, or...
Well, I don't know to which college I'm going to be going, but I know I want to go to college.
Okay,
cool. Awesome. And are you, what grade
I'm
are you
I'm a junior.
In? You're a junior, okay.
Oh, so it's coming up.
Yeah, so yeah. It is coming up, though.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So I got
to tell us your last name, Katie. You're from Hoover again. Tell us, Katie.
Katie Krevis.
Awesome. Well, thanks for stopping by and checking in with us.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it.
Sure.
All right, so we have Daniel Hernandez, former Tennessee Governor School for the Arts student.
Oh, yeah.
2006. I believe you went over to the University of Memphis.
Yes, sir.
All right, and what are you doing now?
Well, I'm just here at SETC. I just finished being in Cyrano de Bergerac, which was a collaboration between the University of Memphis and Theater Memphis. And I'm just here hopefully looking for a job. I did the professional audition yesterday, and now I'm kind of doing the little... job contact thing,
sure.
Trying to get maybe something stage.
How'd the audition go?
The audition went all right. I didn't get as many callbacks as I would like, but, I mean, then again, who does?
Right. You'd like to have all of them.
You only need one that gives you a job.
Right.
I had one that sounded so fun. Tecumseh?
Yeah.
That sounded so much fun. I really hope I get it. Like, it was cool. Like, it's like a giant camping experiment.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, I'm right. Like, put some hair on my chest. I don't know.
I think our good buddy Ross Brooks did something like that.
Yeah, he did something. I don't know if it was exact.
He played an Indian.
I know. I could play an Indian. I'm Mexican.
He had a loincloth. So once you fall down, you're shot and you fall down dead.
Loincloth falls a certain way. Strategically fall.
So, yeah, you might want to, take sunscreen. That's all I'm saying.
How is job contact going?
Job contact is really interesting. I wish I had planned to do it beforehand because I'm using, like, my actor resume, and people are like, oh, hey, yeah, I'll put this away.
Well, that's good. That's good advice for people who are listening. Tell us,
how does that work? Yeah. How does job contact service work?
It's really like you just go in there with whatever you've got and show people it, and hopefully they'll be interested and like it. And, you know, you just have your little resume, you have your portfolio or your stage managing book, and you just show it to people and talk to whoever you can in hopes that they see something in you. And it's not even necessarily about being the best or just... It's more so about looking like you're willing to learn, it seems like. It seems like people are ready to teach people stuff and to give people opportunities that they can learn. Because, you know, it seems like a lot of people just feel like they don't want to work with somebody who feels like they know everything.
Sure.
Right.
That's
a big thing.
Very true, yeah. What is it a lot of, what's the word I'm looking for? Is it just like one big open-ended interview? You can just walk around from place to place and sort of talk to them? And
it's very much like a job fair. Like, if for like high school people, it's like when you go to like a college fair almost.
Okay.
You just talk to them and then you give them your resume. Some people, that's the interview right there, and other places are like, oh, well, we'll give to this person who would be hiring this position, and maybe you can come to our
everything
our
from
hotel room.
Technical positions to...
Well, I know one place actually asked about an actor tech position and whatnot, so that was pretty interesting.
Cool.
But it's all forms of technical jobs and all that jazz.
Cool.
Yeah.
Awesome.
You want to come sit and talk with us in a minute?
Yeah. I can't.
Okay.
Callbacks.
All right.
Grad school. I'll catch you later.
Okay.
Okay, where was I? Sorry. Edit point on this one.
Sorry.
That's okay.
Trying to catch him as he walked by.
Yeah, that's fine. Yeah, we're trying to flag people down. And it's going well for you? I mean, the
it's going all right. Like I said, I'm not prepared for it, but it's letting me know what I need to do for next year.
Sure. And what would that be? Help people who are listening that are considering that. What's your advice?
Well, they're really just looking for everything that you have to offer. So it's like, if you're going for stage management, don't limit yourself to stage management. Put your prop work, put your labs that you do, and like take pictures of all the set pieces that you've helped make.
Okay.
And just really have a portfolio of everything that you've done ready to show them at the drop of a hat. Like, one girl was carrying around costumes that she made.
Wow.
And, like, was busting them out in front of people, just like, hey, I made this. This is the drawing I made for it. This is the fabrics I had to choose from. This is what I was given. And this is what ended up being. And
that's a great idea.
So where are you in Memphis? Are you at the junior year, senior year?
I'm still a sophomore.
Okay.
I'm a sophomore this year, and hopefully I'll graduate in 2011 as planned.
I think he was posted on that. Let us know.
We'll do.
Send us an invitation.
Yeah,
my scholarship's in that at 11.
Oh,
so.
Well, then, yeah. Yeah.
So it'll be done by then.
The clock's ticking then, huh?
One way or the other.
Yeah. Degree or no degree.
Awesome. Well, congratulations. Have a good rest of the conference.
Thank you.
Thank you for stopping by. All right, so it's that annual time of year again when we get to talk to our good buddy John Lennon.
Woohoo! Right on. It's so good to be here.
So, we have to ask this question though first, right? Chaperone. Yeah, we were just talking about this.
Yeah, we got extra students this year. My department is expanding.
That's a good problem to have.
We're doing West Side Story.
Wow.
So, the cast of 40 plus. I brought 18 kids. We're doing the dance workshop. You got to have another chaperone.
Right. Wow.
School policy.
Wow.
At least one chaperone now, per 10 to 12 kids.
No, 10 to 12. Okay.
10 to 12 kids.
So that's the cutoff.
You got to pay for their hotel.
Oh,
you
got to
pay for their, if they want to be part of the conference.
Yeah, you got to pay for the conference.
So that's, for a little school, we got 500 kids, that's
a chunk
of change. That's a $500 pop right there.
That's a chunk
of change.
Just for
her.
Yeah.
And,
Yeah.
You know, because how much theater teachers are paid, I just, right. I'm not paying it out of my pocket because I'm putting all my money in just stocks and bonds. And, you know, wait a minute. That's a whole different conversation for the arts a different day, isn't it? That's a whole, hold on.
Yeah, that, we might want to talk about that when we're not on mic later on. You know, I mean, just give you some advice off record.
But a guy like, a fellow like me, you know, that's actor-based.
Mm-hmm.
I went to this workshop, Stacy Alley from Arkansas State, and she was teaching somebody like me how to deal with choreography.
Oh,
telling the story, using your body to tell the story, little details, things with your hands and your feet.
Yeah.
You know, it's just, I'm like, it should be. There should be choreography for idiots, you know?
Right, right.
And, you know, if you put it that, I would be the only one standing there, you know? They'd all look in the door at me. But, man, that's why I come to these things.
Right.
Is I want to go in somewhere and walk out with, so I can use that tomorrow.
Yeah.
Right.
You know,
right.
I want to use that tomorrow.
That's the whole point.
And
right.
I just got 5 big points that I will use at rehearsal on Monday.
Nice.
Sweet. So kudos to Stacy Alley from Arkansas State.
Nice. Well, that was a hell of a plug, too. That was awesome.
I didn't even mean to. I was just so excited. She's had a lot of energy, too. She was a really interesting person.
Now, did you get up and dance?
No.
Yeah, see, I would have paid. I would actually paid to see them. What did you do?
I got 3 screws on my knee. I'm having surgery number 12 in 2 weeks. My body is just...
No, this has happened in a year.
This is... All stems from college wrestling.
Oh, okay.
You know, and it's just...
All right. Old war injury.
And still coaching wrestling, and I'm not 18 anymore. That hurts, man.
Yeah.
I only wrestle with a 103-pounder now. I'm limited.
Well, this brings up the conversation from dinner last night. We were sitting there at dinner. We had plates galore on this table. We were at the Mellow Mushroom.
Okay.
Pizza.
A clue. It's Tim Davis.
Okay. Sorry. Picture it. I got it right now.
Us two, Darren Michael, and Scott McCarney.
I don't know.
But Scott. And Tim's one student he brought, right? So 4 out of 5 of us are rather large. Right? And so...
That's a lot of pizza.
So we get... First of all, we get salads, right? And the guy brings out...
We have to look good. You may look like we're trying to watch our weight. Watch this, we get a salad.
And a Diet Coke, of course. Yeah. Right? And so,
roughage.
Yeah. So we get 2 salads. The next guy comes out with the salads, goes to a different table, puts them on the table.
No way salads go to you guys.
Wait. So the guy... Our waiter comes out of the door because we're sitting on the patio. Our waiter comes out and goes, wait! Runs over to that table, grabs the 2 salads, pretty much out from under the people that were sitting there, walks over and hands it to our table.
That's how it started.
And then they brought out the pizzas, right? And then, like, 3 other times, anytime any food came out to the patio, they walked over to our table. Cheese calzone with the ham, pineapple.
We had 6 orders.
Shoe with cheese on it right here.
We had 6 orders attempted to be delivered to this table. We're like,
meatball sub.
The first time they walked away, we were laughing at it because we were like, you know, okay, do we look like we need more food? I mean, come on, you know. But then the 4th and 5th time that it happened, we were just like, okay, now this is not funny.
Just start taking it. Tell me next time. Just tell them, put it in a to-go box.
Yeah. Well, and then they brought Tim his. This is the best line of the night. They brought Tim his check, right? And the waiter puts it down and he goes, "Now look, it's not $106." I'd bust out laughing. The receipt actually said it was like $106.23, but he added it up wrong or something like that. Totaled the full table or something like that, you know, whatever. Oh, but my God. Tim said, I'm hanging on to that receipt. That's going to be, I'm putting that one in for reimbursement.
I didn't even think about that.
Now, this is also the fact that after Tim had the reclaimed salad,
right,
there was a piece of like fork or something, plastic fork in there.
He
looks over.
We gave a good plug for Arkansas State and Mellow Mushrooms careening off the restaurant highway because you dudes went for a visit.
The food was good.
The pizza was good.
They were slammed in their defense. Yeah. It was packed.
But, yeah, because there's supposedly a tennis conference going on in town this weekend as well.
It's Davis
right
Cup.
Across.
Tommy's huge.
Yeah.
Huge tennis tournament.
Yeah.
Professional tennis tournament.
Yeah.
The waiter came out and said, "Y'all ain't from around here, are you?" No.
No.
Oh, that explains. Man,
we had
really
not,
busy out
we
here.
We had not one drop of alcohol at that table.
Oh, I don't know. There's a hole in your story.
I will swear on a stack of Bibles we didn't have one drop of alcohol at the table, but we acted like we were just blitzed out of our minds. We were laughing. Tim brought the whole room down. We're gonna tell stories on Tim now because he's not here, right?
We can do that.
Yeah. So Tim brought the whole table down. We were telling stories about we were just funny things that would happen to us and blah blah blah. And then so all of a sudden he brings up the story about some baseball player, right?
a minor league
baseball player who was traded for like 10 bats or something like that. That's the trade that he did. Okay. Yeah, and that's what we do. We're like, that's a great story but the most recent story is the guy killed himself this week.
Oh.
Right, and that's exactly what we did at the table last night. I was like, wow, Tim, thanks for the downer. So the joke for the rest of the night was anytime we brought up somebody, it was, yeah, you know, he killed himself.
That was a problem. You guys needed a lot of drinks.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, to calm down, probably, right? We were wired, dude. I'm so wired.
Are you guys going to be going on today, the rest of the day?
We'll be here as long as we can. We're going to try to take shifts and go get some lunch, but we're going to be in this spot for as long
as
we can.
This is probably one of the hippest things at the conference.
Well, the podcast?
The podcast.
Well, yeah, that's very sweet of you. Thanks,
John. It's a 6.8 on the Richter scale.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay, that's going on the press releases from now on.
It's magically podlicious. Okay. Wow. So, all right.
The second one. That's it right there. Yeah.
There it is. Hey, guys.
We're
going to
start charging
for this. What a great. Good to see you guys.
Thanks, man. It's good to see you, too.
Outstanding.
And hey, congratulations on the growth of your department.
Yeah. It's really going well.
That's awesome.
West Side Story in April.
Well, plug it. When are the dates?
April 23rd, 24th, 25th. Notre Dame High School, West Side Story, cast of 42.
Wow, that's incredible.
I got my wrestlers in this one. So actually, everybody has an invested interest in the show.
Nice.
This school. Cool beans, guys.
Nice. Good to see you, man.
Good to see you. Take care.
If you love the Inexplicable Dumb Show like I do, don't be shy about it. Go ahead and wear your feelings on your sleeve, or at least your chest. Head on over to our Cafe Press store and wear your support for the IDS proudly. www.cafepress.com/dumbshow.
Plot, character, theme, diction or language, music and spectacle. Aristotle's six elements of tragedy. If you'd done your reading, you could see how Aristotle's poetics are to Eugenia Barba's paper canoe as Aeschylus' Oresteia is to Harold Pinter's A Kind of Alaska.
And now it's time for another excerpt from Dumb Show University.
Jeffrey Green.
That's correct.
And you're with, God, I have your stuff.
Georgia Southwestern.
That's
State
it. Okay,
University.
Yeah.
America's Georgia.
You've got, you're here working with some video workshop type of stuff, yeah?
It's called Lights, Camera, Action.
Okay, yeah, there you go.
Which is cheesy, but but I had 40 kids show up for it.
Nice.
So that was
so not
good.
So cheesy.
Yeah, 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 effective.
And yeah. It's basically just an experience of what it's like to work on a location and how that's very different. And we look at the nature of acting on a camera and the different kind of shots and how that correlates with different kind of perceptions on stage relative to the size of how a person would be on screen. Where would you have to be in the theater to see somebody in those same proportions?
Oh, and nice.
Once the camera comes in so close, there's no way in reality that you can get so close to somebody and you're in a very different, it's surreal. It literally is surreal.
Right.
So how does that change the nature of what you're doing?
And that's cool.
And we, you know, it's a light kit and we have a sound and they just get the whole experience of what it's like. And we do establishing shots and close-ups and reaction shots and everything.
Nice.
Like that. So
that's cool. That is awesome.
We had 40, and then about 15 of them have committed to coming back for other sessions that are completely unscheduled. They want to continue to develop
nice.
Their character.
That's cool.
Oh, that's fun.
That's awesome. And you developed this, is this part of the curriculum that you have, or that you've developed down there?
Our program at Georgia Southwestern, one of the designs of it is that we integrate live and mediated performance. We're a dramatic arts degree, not just a theater degree. And so we integrate live and mediated performance under the umbrella. So in a given semester, our students might be working in a production on stage and working on a television show in the studio and doing some kind of digital... We just work in digital cinema. So it's some kind of a digital cinema project on location, and it's not uncommon for them to be involved in all of that at the same time.
That's cool.
They get a basic foundation in all of those things, and then they specialize in certain areas that they want to target more as their kind of focus.
So so you're sort of shooting a... I know you're doing location stuff here, but are you doing something that's like a serial type of thing? I mean, is this like a movie, more like a story movie type of thing, or are you just doing vignettes and scenes and that kind of stuff for here?
We're working in the format that's very similar. You know, if you're at all familiar with Mike Lee, who just had this movie... Happy Go Lucky, that in the Golden Globes.
I'm vaguely familiar with it.
He works a lot of, he develops those films through improvisational work with the actors. He has sort of his outline, and he knows through his improvisational work with the actors, they develop the character, and there's no scripted dialogue, essentially. Usually the actors develop it in the out of the given circumstances of the moment they create. And so we're just working in that format, coming up with ideas.
Cool.
I mean, literally, we walked them back where they had scheduled us. We started looking around. There was a stairwell there. Well, what happens if we have a bunch of people running up the stairs and running down the stairs? Oh, well, this is some kind of disaster. Nobody knows what it was. Then some kids started banging on the rail. Oh, that sounds great. And it became, well, this is sort of like Cloverleaf in some way, but we don't know what it is exactly yet.
Right.
And then when we switched locations and we came over by the pergola over here, then they started look. We took the relationships that they had found in the blocking or the staging of the scene that they had worked back there. Now we're going to develop, what was your relationship before that moment ever happened?
And
if we had 15 more days, you know,
we'd
have a complete movie.
That's a great concept, man. That's
well. I'm real intrigued by the way Mike Lee works on these films.
Sure.
And the way he's developed that. He's both a playwright and a filmmaker. I'm real interested in his movies.
Cool. Awesome. Well, I appreciate you stopping by and talking to us. I hope we can start working somehow together with posting some of your videos as podcasts, you know, on our own site and stuff like that. So I hope we're able to do that in the future.
I think we'll be able to.
Awesome.
Cool. Sounds sweet.
Great. All right.
Thank you.
Tell us your name and why you're here.
My name's Paul Crook. You've heard of me.
I have.
I am here recruiting for Louisiana Tech University and interviewing for Oklahoma Shakespearean Festival.
How are each of those going?
Busy.
Well, that's good.
Extremely.
That's good. Extremely. Who are your cohorts? You're interviewing them, right?
No,
is that what it is?
No, I'm not. This is Katie Swan, one of our seniors who's here interviewing for graduate schools. You want her at your graduate school, trust me. You want to hire her. She's brilliant.
Well, say the name again.
Katie Swan.
Okay. Great Tits 12.
Okay. Paul Crook, ladies and gentlemen.
And that's a wrap.
That's it. And scene.
And this is Chris Page, who's from Southeastern Oklahoma State.
I think we had breakfast next to you this morning.
I looked over and I said, "Those are the guys I ate breakfast next to this morning."
Yes, that's so. We're well acquainted now. We're like best friends now. Yeah.
Yeah. He acted for me at OSF last year.
Oh, cool. Awesome. Awesome. Awesome.
He's a troublemaker.
Wait, say that again.
He's a troublemaker.
Okay, I just want to make sure we got it on.
In a good way.
Okay. Well, you know, there you go. Is it? You having a good day though so far?
I'm not quite awake yet.
Yeah, I hear you. My coffee's only partially kicked in.
So, how about y'all? How did your workshop go?
Great. We're really well. We had like 30, 40 people there, and I mean, they were active answering questions. And it was great.
Yes. You're going to be getting interviewed, and maybe even hit up to write an article for Southern Theater.
Okay.
At least interview. If in PubCom we were talking about it. Deanna, who's the editor, thinks she's got somebody to write the article. I said, well, if they don't, make T and John write it.
John's the bullshit artist. I'll just, he can interview me, you know, and then he'll write all kinds of, you know, really great sounding shit, you know.
And attribute it to him.
Yeah.
That's even more fun.
T said.
This place with its damn parking. T Quillen.
I'm okay with that, actually.
At least $2 worth of parking that I didn't have to so far on the meter. My meter was at 10 hours. I put in four more quarters, and it told me I was wrong every time. It got the little violation flag.
Oh, no.
And then this morning, I put in quarters, and then Peyton texts me and says, by the way, parking is free on the weekends. I was like, well, there's 6.5 hours, so it's double free for someone else.
Wow, double free.
I get here f***ing Wednesday, right? Yeah. And I park on the street because I don't want to go into the deck yet because I've got to offload yeah. So I put my quarters in for the meter, come into the meeting. I go back 10 minutes late, and I've got a motherfucking $30 parking ticket because those fucking cocksuckers are just sitting there waiting on you.
They're hiding under your car.
Like, damn, I'm 10 minutes fucking late. Curmudgeon spot.
Right, yes, we said the roving curmudgeon.
You see him on the little Segway-like things where they kind of scoot around?
Run over them. Did I get one of these?
No, we didn't. Grab one. We need to set up interviews ahead of time to help promote this. Yeah, that too. But we need. Yeah, I mean, dude, we're old farts.
I'm older than both of you.
Yeah, that's true. But you know.
Well. And I got more kids.
Yeah. Hell yeah. Jeez, got a point.
You got more reason to get away.
Yeah.
I can. It's in my town.
Seriously though, we need to set up an interview to promote
yes,
it.
It'd be good
to promote it and stuff. Cool. Awesome. 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 Oh God! What else do we need? What else do we need to harass him about? Anything? Yeah. Cool. All right. Well, you guys have fun. Because I mean, you are you leaving today? Or are you leaving?
No, not tomorrow.
Okay. We're headed back today.
Gotta go to the bank tonight.
Nice. And we'll tell everybody I said hey. We'll see you guys later.
All right.
See you.
See ya.
Have a good day.
If you like what you hear on the Inexplicable Dumb Show, why not take a minute or two to fill out our listener survey? By filling out this anonymous survey, you make it possible for us to attract potential advertisers so we can keep bringing you our show for free. Go to our website and click the listener survey button to start now. www.inexplicabledumbshow.com.
All right, so that was it, 136.
It was good stuff.
It was good stuff. A lot of people talking today.
Yeah.
So special thanks to Dorian Boyd, again, at the Venice Theater. Our good old Hollywood Jackie Holmes Springfield stopping by again. Kudos to Casey Sailing and Katie Crevis, Daniel Hernandez, and our longtime friend John Lennon.
Woohoo!
We gotta have a shout out to Jeff Green. Thanks a lot for stopping by at Southwest Georgia University. And what insight from our own Paul Crook.
I'm telling you. I love interviewing him just for the editing time that I have to spend.
You get to practice your craft.
Yeah, I do. I get to definitely get to practice my craft. Don't forget the Twitter feed. That's new. You can follow us on Twitter as the lingo goes.
So I go away for 2 weeks and you've gone to the Twits.
Oh my God, yeah. It's just gone Twitty. You know who we need to thank? We haven't thanked in a long time.
Who?
Is both of our wives.
Okay.
And my wife most recently specifically because she painted our road case.
Well, that's very true.
But your wife has been actively involved in the behind-the-scenes work here at the Dumb Show for quite a while. And
yeah,
we haven't taken enough time to stop and say thank you.
So, wow.
No, listen.
Oh, yeah. Well, thank you, Becca. Thank you, Tara. Yeah, my wife does listen
right
to the show.
That's
so
the difference.
Yeah.
You really listen.
Yeah. All right. Well, thank you, honey. No, the road case, if you see us out and about, it looks really cool. So thanks a lot, Becca, for your artistic input.
The pictures are on Facebook. Yeah. I'm working on a Google photo page as well to keep things updated that way. Right. Yeah, we're trying to Google-fy and Twitter-fy and everything. Facebook-ify?
Sure, why not?
Sure. Okay. But so you can see the pictures of it now on our Facebook page.
Right.
And if you want a link to that, go to inexplicabledumbshow.com.
Wow, there you go.
Final week of SETC next week, and then we're on to Humana.
Yay, yay.
Hey, we'll see ya.
Bye. That's a detergent.
Blueberry. This podcast is a member of the Blueberry Network. Blueberry. No East. That's Blueberry, BLUBRRY.com. Blueberry.com.
Pop Alternative Media.